The city of Wrangell applied for a $3 million grant from the Federal Economic Development Administration. That was a year and a half ago. The agency said it would finally sign off or deny the request by the end of last month. Assemblywoman Patty Gilbert wasn't optimistic that the feds would fork over the money.
I just thought, well, they're going to send us at the very last minute a letter that says we're not going to fund you at this time.
But the EDA did say yes.
Just never ceases to amaze me the glacial speed governments have to work at.
City staff went back and forth with the agency. The EDA would ask for more information, the city would provide it, and then the EDA would continue to come back with even more points of clarification.
I asked them, I said, is this normally how long an EDA project application review takes? And they said no. And I asked, well, why did our take so much longer than normal?
Amber Al-Haddad is the public facilities director for Wrangell.
And they said that the complexities of our project are not something that they're used to, and that water treatment plant projects are not a typical project that they fund.
Wrangell made the case that water is essential for all aspects of life in town, including the economy. Carol Rushmore is the city's economic development director.
And so we went to our largest employers in the community to ask, if we have adequate water, will you be making additional investments within your business?
In that case, the seafood processors, a healthcare provider, and many small businesses said they'd invest tens of millions of dollars in the town over the next decade. The city will pair this grant with $7 million already secured in grants and loans from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The new plant would replace Wrangell's current slow sand filtration system, which is slow. Assemblywoman Gilbert knows it's just one fix to Wrangell's water woes.
I hate to say it's probably the easiest thing to tackle.
This will hopefully take care of Wrangell's water treatment. Wrangell still struggles with storing, delivering, and getting enough water.
Because it doesn't involve digging up all the pipes. It doesn't involve rebuilding a reservoir. And, of course, we can't control the availability of water, but to any extent.
The city is working these angles as well, from fixing leaking pipes to asking the community to conserve. The city says the new plant should be up and running in 3 years. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.